Anne Alexandroff, Professor, University of Tennessee Health Science Center at Memphis.
Can you give us a little bit of a background on your presentation?
So today we gave a presentation on code stroke, and it was myself and Sky Coot, and we talked about really the whole time is brain angle, emphasizing how you can really do things a lot faster and get your patients treated in under 30 minutes.
So how do you do that?
It really comes down to bypassing the emergency department. So 99.9% of your acute stroke patients will have an intact airway, breathing, and circulation. And when that is the case, then why stop in the emergency department at all if your acute stroke team can meet the patient at the door? So that's pretty much become the model adopted from Ate Maratoya's work, which now here is very much setting the standard worldwide in Melbourne. And we are fast adopters in Tennessee of the very same standard. So the patient would go straight to the CT scan, and the stroke team would pick up a backpack that contains everything that they need. When they get to the CT scan, it's all hands on deck, including the physician, the nurses, everyone moving the patient onto the CT scanner, starting a second line, someone drawing bloods when that line is started, a runner running off with those bloods.
So this is the diagnostic process.
Yep, doing point of care testing, and then really the whole team collecting data that contributes towards establishing the NIH stroke scale score while you're rolling down the hall. So everything is done kind of all at once.
So in movement.
So exactly.
How do you ascertain that a patient actually is a stroke patient or stroke potential?
By looking at their clinical presentation, and their system should be consistent with an affected vascular territory in the brain. So the brain's territories allow us to pretty much predict how a patient should present with a clot in a specific location. When patients present with kind of a confused vascular assessment that is less typical of a stroke, that's a patient that right away you'd kind of slow the process down on and begin to look at what is really going on for this patient. But those patients, probably just as well as an acute stroke patient, would still require CT. So it's good to go ahead and use this process for everyone.
So it's not a wasted system, is it?
No, not at all. And the patient then will go right into CT. We will read the CT as the slices come up in the control room. And then as the patient rolls back out of the CT, we'll already know whether this is a thrombolysis candidate or not. If it is, the next step is control the blood pressure, bolus the patient with TPA, start the drip, and then in our facility, we would slide the patient back into the CT scanner to get a CTA, because it's always good to look at the pipes and plumbing disorders such as stroke.
And so how do nurses, what's the role they really play in this whole scenario?
I think the big thing for nurses is they need to learn to be flexible, and they need to learn to be able to do things on the fly. So most emergency nurses are very uncomfortable when you propose something like this initially, because they want the patient in their own little cubicle in the ED where they can kind of slowly, methodically sort this out. And this is where the confidence of the treating team makes a huge difference. So if the team comes in and is very confident and can make that nurse, you know, really feel embraced in the process of moving quickly, then he or she is much more likely to buy in and become an active partner in that process.
You've been listening to a podcast collaboration between the Stroke Society Australasia, Smart Strokes, and the International Journal of Stroke. This year's Australian Stroke Meeting was held in Melbourne. The Twitter hashtag for this event is #StrokeOz2015 and has been added as a collection to Storify. The International Journal of Stroke is the flagship publication of the World Stroke Organization. Please become a member of this world health provider and help us to fight this devastating global burden.